Hello Brokers Playbook, my brothers, my sisters in the business. We're back for a brand new episode of Brokers Playbook, and I have the amazing, the inspiring Alex Lombardi with me of Toronto, Ontario, a real estate professional with quite a bit of experience, quite a bit of experiences, and she's here to share, I think, what's a very unique mindset. Our business does seem to unfortunately attract a lot of negative thought, and I think that's because of the amount of time we spend alone, doing research for our job, driving to appointments, and if things don't just quite go right, we tend to focus on thoughts that are not helpful. We tend to focus on the problem, not the solution, just like anyone else would. But when you have a consistent way of dealing with issues like that, if you've made some breakthroughs that help you have a very productive day and a fulfilling day, I think that's worth sharing. In today's episode, I want to welcome the beautiful Alex. This podcast is done in person today. For once,
so finally. Exciting! Yay!
finally, Alex, welcome to Brokers Playbook Podcast. I can't wait to share some of our precursor conversations that we had, and of course, our invitation to have you on to share your insight, your mindset, and kind of your experience and take on life, work, and what those two can be together.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
And it's my pleasure to have you. So I want to definitely start with you giving us your version of who you are. It's always amazing to see how people define themselves. It's something that I find fascinating and I love very much. Especially people who like to share their insight and influence, positively influence others. They typically always view themselves in a certain way. I'm not going to tell you what way that is, but I would love for you to tell us who you are, and we'll come to our own conclusions at the end.
All right. So, well, again, thank you for having me here. It's awesome. So my name is Alex Lombardi. I am a real estate salesperson. I am an educator, a designer of futures, an international real estate businesswoman of influence, and a pizza lover.
Pizza
and that's
lover.
Who I am.
I think pizza lover is important.
Pizza is awesome for me, and I use pizza a lot in my training and my courses when I'm talking to people, because with me, pizza, life is like pizza. It's either the whole pie or nothing at all. I don't just want a slice.
All right.
And that's why I add that.
So and this is where a little comment like pizza opens up an entire philosophy of one's life. Because a lot of people believe in the opposite, meaning it's okay to take slow, consistent progress. But there's others who don't see life that way.
Yeah.
Some people are not looking for mediocrity or an average trip to the destination. Rather, they want it all, and they want it a certain way.
It's true, and I think the difference with me is I do want the whole pie, and I don't want to bulldoze my way through people and bulldoze my way through life in order to get that. What that looks like for me, what that pie looks like for me. Like, you order a pizza, everybody's got a different, you know, you like yours with salami, I like mine with whatever, mozzarella. And everybody's goals and everybody's ambitions, everybody's dreams are different. I think it's important to understand, be very clear on what it is that you want in your life, and then to have a lot and more of it is amazing if you can also at the same time create balance in every other area, because who cares if you've got a, you know, $1 million check in your hand and you turn around, there's nobody to share it with, and you don't know what to even do with the money because all you do is work and that's where you live.
So what do you think has driven your purpose? We're here talking about how to help people find either balance, but regardless whether it's balance they seek or better ways to work or better ways to relax, everybody's looking for fulfillment, because you can't relax or be happy if you're not fulfilled.
Yeah.
So where did you find, or we've been in the business literally virtually the same amount of time, which is 15 years.
Yeah.
And to many of our brothers and sisters who've been in here for 30 years, all the respect to you. But I can tell you that there's been multiple occasions where I was ready to say the F with it.
Yeah.
This is a crazy business. 100%. It's too much. It's too this. It's too that. But here we are 15 years later. We're well into some very successful careers. Which point did you start saying that I have to incorporate my life into my business into my life? Give me a little, because you said something earlier that really, really defined that balance. Because people have a very tough time defining balance.
Yeah.
What is that?
So, I mean, balance for me is, it's looking at your passions and desires, which for me are contained in your dreams. I am a, I'm a dreamer, and I'm very proud to say that. And designing a future for yourself where your business lives inside your life, not your life lives inside your business. So when I started in real estate back in 2006, I started with Royal LePage. And my very first year as a real estate agent, I hit a pinnacle in the business, in what we define as our awards, or what you define as your awards. And the next year I thought, well, I've got to get better. So then, you know, you follow the formulas, 26% more than last year, or whatever it is some guru tells you that you're supposed to be earning or setting as your goal. And I did that, and I achieved that. And then the next year was 26% more, and I achieved that. And then the next year was 26% more, and then I burnt out. I had a nervous breakdown in 2014 because I was doing too much. I was working really hard. I had a small team, but we were doing so much business that I just couldn't keep, you know, I just couldn't catch up. And then, you know, I'm also someone who's been heavily involved in the community, and I want to give back, because giving starts the receiving process. And so I started giving and giving and giving, and then my cup got empty. And so I had to take a step back. So I had a nervous breakdown in 2014, and I went to Italy. Because Italy, I was born in Italy. I'm originally from Rome. I was baptized at the Vatican. I'm supposed to tell people that, apparently. And so I said, that's it. I shut everything down. Literally, my voicemail said, I'm unavailable, will not have access to phone or email. If for business matters, contact this person was handling my business. For personal matters, contact my daughter. Leave me alone. I'm not here. And it gave me an opportunity. I took a step back.
It sounds like you were forced.
I was forced. Yeah. Well, you know, a T-boned in a 90 kilometers an hour intersection, little tap on the shoulder from whoever, going, okay, that's it. You know, now you got to look, right? And I was lucky. You know, life happens for us. It doesn't happen to us. And I could look at that accident like, oh my God, I got into a car accident. It was horrible. That was the best thing that ever happened to me, because it forced me, like you said, to take a step back and go, okay.
And re-gauge.
Well, yeah.
Like reassess.
I was a single mom when I started in this business. My kids were, you know, 5 and 7. Thankfully, I had my, you know, parents help. But I mean, it's tough. This is a tough business. I was by myself. You know, a lot of people have another parent. I was the parent, you know. So
So I'll say this business is tough and the most challenging to a couple, let alone to be a single parent.
Absolutely.
Meaning that we're always out, so the other parent takes the brunt of family life.
Yeah.
So to be alone in that is not challenging. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous insanity. Because you're also riddled with guilt. And I'm sure a lot of, you know, agents out there are feeling that. They're feeling, you know, like, I want to work. I want to achieve. I've got this rhythm going. But then your mother calls you, or your girlfriend calls you, or your wife calls you, or your daddy. Are you not going to come to the soccer game tonight? So then you've got all these emotions playing behind this, what you say is your achievement, right? Well, here's the beautiful thing. You can have any life that you want if you design it, right? If you create, and the problem I think is when we set our goals, this was my problem, I was setting goals based on what the guru said, or what the course said, or what the manual said. And I wasn't creating goals for myself that were inside of what my passions, what my desires, what my dreams were. Like, what was important to me?
Fuck, you bring a very interesting point. And the point that you just brought forward is, if you allow others to define your goals, you're going to find yourself in an intersection getting T-boned at 90 miles an hour. One way or another.
Yeah.
Whatever that 90 mile T-bone means.
Yeah,
because you can't run at somebody else's pace.
No, exactly. When you have these type A personalities, and God bless people who come into this business and go get trained, because it's very important to know what you're doing.
Sure.
That being said, you know, you take a course and you follow exactly to the letter, because you got those A type people that are like, I'm going to follow this exactly the way I'm supposed to, the way they said they were, I was supposed to do it. But there's got to be a little bit of free will in there too. Like, you have to also be able to take your life, because my life didn't work inside of the model of what that guy said was the way I was supposed to sell real estate. It worked to get me to the
sure.
number goal, but what about the rest of my life, right? And that's more important, because at the end of the day, no, you know, you're not going to be on your deathbed going, gee, I wish I would have spent more time at the office. You know, you it's everything else in your life. And I think as agents...
But it's two things. So the thing is, if you get a plan from someone else and you execute it and it works, but everything else is suffering... The minute that you change someone else's plan, this is going to start suffering or changing. And this is not going to be complete because it was never the plan. So you're always failing now because you're trying to meet two different standards of which none you designed yourself.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. So I say I'm a designer of futures because I developed a program many years ago. it's called Future by Design. It's now called Future by Design. It was called something else before. But that's exactly the point. When you design and create the future that you desire and you deserve, talk about a big why, right? Talk about my future is now I marry everything that I love, all my passions, all my desires, with the things that I want to accomplish, because obviously, you know, it's good to have, you need to be able to financially support yourself around what it is that you want to do. But most people, they don't even know how much money they need to survive, right? When I talk to agents, other agents about business planning and goal setting, we don't look at numbers that come out of a textbook or out of a course that they took. We look at what do you need? I mean, just what do you need to pay your bills, number one. Some people, if they just looked at what they needed to pay their bills and they set their goals around that, they're not even setting their goals around what they need to live. Then, who wants to live just to pay their bills?
Nobody.
Exactly. I want to have a life, and I want to have a freaking awesome life.
Sure.
So, what do you want? And we attach numbers to that. So we look at, you want to go to that course in Fiji, it's $15,000, great, throw it on your business plan. You want to buy a watch, $4,000, great, put it on your business plan. You want to take your kids on a vacation, you want to, you know, put money away, you want to invest in property. What is it that you want to do? Put a number beside it. What does that mean to you? If it's important enough to you, you will create something, a number, at the end of the day that you didn't, pardon my French, pull out of your ass. But it's a number that means something. So when your cousin calls you and says, hey, do you have the number for a mover? Because I just bought a house. Because he bought it with the guy at the desk beside you. And you're, you know, because this is a full contact sport, eh? Real estate is a full contact sport. So when you get out of, you know, when you don't want to get out of bed in the morning because you're like, screw that. I don't need a Ferrari. But when you know that what you're doing every day to get towards that goal is in... It's in fulfillment of the life that you want to live, the life, like I said, that you desire and that you deserve. That's going to get you out of bed in the morning. And that's how I set my goals. And then, obviously, it's not just about setting the goals. There's all this stuff that goes behind it. So having structures for fulfillment to make sure that you can get there, and how can you get there? Who's going to help you get there? People forget about that. You said at the beginning of the podcast that we're in this alone, and that's the problem. We're actually not. Who can you enroll in your life? When I got into real estate, I had two little kids that played rep soccer. My son played rep soccer, wanted to play soccer. My daughter wanted to do gymnastics. So I'm like, okay, well, how am I going to make this work? Everything to me is, how can I make it work?
Yeah, you're solution driven.
Right? So, okay, my son wants to play soccer. I'll coach the team. That way I can spend time with him. And that just then fits into, I blocked that time into my schedule.
Sure.
Why do we put our clients' appointments in our calendar first?
So you're speaking to the wrong guy. So I've implemented a lot of this, and I can't agree with you more. The thing about today's, and this is going perhaps a lot deeper than what I thought it would, and this is a good thing, but I've implemented a tremendous amount of the things that you're implying, and we're going to get into my life. I have a tremendous amount of fulfillment every day because my goals are goals of service to others and mutual wins. Ultimately, my business has 10x'd in the last 10 years, not because I have not helped people, but because I have helped so many.
Yeah.
In turn, they help me. In turn, loyalty, relationships flourish.
Yeah, that's the law of reciprocity, right?
The law of reciprocity, which in turn fuels fulfillment.
Absolutely.
So when you come into this office and you're glowing with a smile from ear to ear, I haven't even met you yet, but you're smiling.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I feel better already.
Yeah. Well, that's my superpower. So
let's talk about it.
So my superpower is, and everybody has a superpower. Excuse me. Everybody has a superpower. And I think we spend a lot of time trying to look and discover things that are not that important to us, but one of them is discovering your superpower. My superpower is making a lasting impression. And it's also something that I'm committed to, because I know I'm somebody that can make a difference for people. And much like yourself, that's my purpose in life. My purpose in life is to serve. And my purpose, what I live for, is to light a fire inside of people and not underneath them. Because when you work with a fire inside, it's quite different than working with a fire underneath.
Why does that bring you fulfillment? Why do you think that is?
Because my life is just mine, and I want to live in a world that works. I think most people work on themselves so that they can have a better life and everybody around them will be happier. I look at it the other way. I figure if I can make the world work, then my life's going to work automatically, because I don't want to be surrounded by assholes. I want to be surrounded by people that are happy. This is my stomping ground. Real estate is my stomping ground, even in my training business,
yeah.
Right? I want to be surrounded by people that are inspired, that are happy, that are fulfilled, that are joyful. I need to let people know. And I know now I have the evidence, because I just came back from this amazing experience, and it's to be continued, that you can live this amazing life and still thrive in this business. And it's ironic that once I got clear on this, I heard this so many times, you probably did until you figured it out. What's your big why? Like, what is your purpose, right? And I skipped over those exercises in the workbook. And if I would have known now, then what I know now, how important those exercises were, because we hear these, you know, business courses and we take them, but then if your life doesn't work, your business doesn't work. If every area of your life is like a finger on your hand and you tie an elastic around one finger, it'll turn blue. If you leave it on long enough, your whole hand will turn blue, because if your business doesn't work, your health doesn't work, your finances don't work,
it's
your relationships. So it's all tied. So it doesn't make any sense to me to be focusing all your energy on one thing, right? So when I managed an office for a couple of years, and that's what I was an amazing manager. And I was an amazing manager, not because I knew more than other managers, because there's a lot of managers that know a lot more than I do.
Great management.
Okay. I was always looking for what was missing. I was looking for burnout. I was looking for, you know, are these guys enjoying what they're doing? Because also as a manager, you're interested in, you know, retention, and you want them to be happy, because when agents are not happy in their business, they leave the brokerage. They think it's the brokerage.
Well, it's the first and easiest thing to blame.
Right? It's like,
that's just human nature.
Take a magnifying glass out of your hand and put a mirror in it. We don't look in the mirror enough. And the mirror, to me, was the most beautiful thing I ever discovered.
That's right.
And so you asked me about a defining moment. I've had many. But one that I specifically remember was looking in the mirror and just not like seeing this woman inside, feeling this woman inside that had so much to offer, and then looking at myself in the mirror and going, you don't look like that. That's not what you look like. How come it's not out there? And I decided to do something about it. I struggled because I thought, well, then if I decide to be an educator and a trainer, then I've got to run my real estate business, and I'm not going to have any time. Let me tell you something. My days are more full today than they have been in my life ever. I do not feel exhaustion. I'm not ever tired. I get up at 6 in the morning. I go to bed at about 11 at night, and I go to sleep refreshed. I sleep well. And I have time to do everything.
Do you think it might have something to do with surrounding yourself with people and spending the day with people that you choose to surround yourself with? Do you think it has something to do with you actually living your passion and living yeah. exactly what so you wanted
second,
to do.
Yeah, so it's the second thing. Like, obviously, you know, tell in Italian we have a saying, and there's many similar ones. You know, you're the sum of your five. It's funner in Italian. tell me who you go with, and I'll tell you who you are. That's is right. the expression in Italian, but. It's easy to surround yourself with only amazing people. The problem is, as soon as you step out of that circle, the rest of the world is not like that. So one of the decisions that I made when I was in Italy was that I decided that I wasn't going to suffer anymore. This is a big one because I suffered a lot in my life in different areas. People suffer because they want to suffer is what I realized and then what I know. Right? There's victims and there's volunteers. Like, you're either a victim, you know, no arms, no legs. However, you know, there's a guy with no arms that plays for the Pope guitar. So he's, you know, we're volunteers to Facts. Be victims. Exactly. We want to complain about stuff, right? I decided that I wasn't going to suffer anymore. And that what that looks like is when, doesn't mean suffering doesn't happen. But as soon as something comes into my space and I realize that I'm suffering, I immediately go to look for the solution. So if I don't want to suffer, then I've got to work on changing the world. So if I got to do it one person at a time, I'll die trying. But for me to step away from anybody that needs the help, that's where the passion comes in. Because it's very difficult for me to hear someone complaining and not try to get in there and try to make a difference for them. Being inspirational and making a difference is who I am. And it's like,
well, it's very evident to see that. So what I want to do is there's two more things about you that for sure I want to cover. One is how you go about dreaming of what's next, how you vision it, what you do about your vision. And today you brought with you a very, very cool part of your life.
Yes.
It appears it's been with you for some time.
It's really raggedy. Yes, it is.
But I think it's important, and we'll get to that. But by the end of it, and I want you to start getting your head wrapped around this, is I want our audience today to be able to implement 1, 2, 3, 5 things, whatever it is you feel you can deliver in a little playbook, a little package that somebody can put inside their mind that can make a difference for them tomorrow. So when they go to bed tonight around 11, like everyone else, midnight, whatever, you go to sleep, you wake up tomorrow. What we deliver today is what I want their day to start with.
Okay.
So I think that's how I want to end today, because you're an endless resource. I am going to keep both our time and our audience's time in check. I want you to tell me, go down two different paths. Setting goals and separating your goals from your visions. It's kind of like the war and the battle.
Yeah.
What's more important? Are they as important? How do you pivot when things change inside your goals and inside your vision?
Okay. So how I set goals is very, very silly, but it's very simple. A concept, this is my dream book. I came up with this thing many, many, many years ago, and it was just something for me. So what I did is I took a list of 50 things I wanted to do before I died, and I liked the idea of a vision board,
yep.
right? But every time I said I was going to sit down and do a vision board, I didn't, because I'm very anal about the way my house looks and the day I was going to stick stuff on construction paper on a Bristol board and stick it up. My kids weren't even allowed to put refrigerator pictures on the fridge, right? So I thought, okay, I know the value of visual.
Why do I think your carpet has lines in it? Your carpet has lines in it.
My kids are like, Mommy, where's the picture? It's on the side of the fridge, honey. It's there. So but I know the power of visual representation.
Of course.
Right. So I decided one day I had this book. I had bought it because I liked it. And I was sitting on my desk one day and I thought, how am I going to, like, again, I'm sitting in, how do I get the solution, not the problem? How do I manifest this? How do I create it so that I can take my goals and make them like super, super powerful? So I decided, instead of a vision board, I'm going to do a book. And I'm going to fill it with my dreams, and I'm going to call it my dream book. And so that's what I did. So I took a book, and there's every page has one of the things on my list with a visual representation of them. And there's places I want to go, things I want to see, experiences I want to have. And I also say, like Dance with My Son and His Wife, if I can find it in here, there's things in here like, you know, experience true silence. I don't even know what some of my goals and dreams are going to look like, But I know it's something that I want to have. I'm also always, because I have this practice in my life, I'm always listening for what opportunities are out there. So if you say to me, oh, you just were telling me about a lava rock that you took out of a mountain in Greece.
Santorini, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh, I'm putting that in my dream book. Because I have spaces. Because what I do is every time I accomplish one, I rip it out. I put it in the back of my book. And then on the back of the page, I write the day I accomplished it, what it was I did in an accomplishment of the dream, how it made me feel, right? And this is now I have a book of not only of all of my dreams, but all of my dreams fulfilled. And then I replace it. So I'm dying with 50. So talk about having a to-do list and having a panic, because we're panicked. Like I'm Miss To-Do List, but then we panic because we can't accomplish it. Well, what's great about this is because I've implemented this in my life, I know I'm going to die not having done 50 things that I've always wanted to do. And then that can be a legacy that I can leave for my children, for my family, for whoever.
It's so interesting because the way I see it, and I'm fascinated by human behavior, by people. I'm fascinated by my own actions half the time. And I just find it interesting because I find people who succeed or people who are happy or people who are sad, they always have specific traits that drive it. Yeah. And to see a vision book, a dream book, and to see that you keep and replace, reading, going over your accomplishments in the back,
yeah.
This is a daily reminder of yeah. gratefulness.
Yeah.
This is looking back at memories that meant something to you, and it's within arm's reach at all times.
All the time.
So it would be very hard, in my opinion, for you to feel down for too long.
No.
Because the minute you do...
I grab this thing.
Fuck.
Yeah, right away.
Bingo, right?
Yeah.
So
this is part of my New Year's ritual. I look at it at New Year's Eve. What am I going to accomplish this year? You know, and then, you know, you talk about it's very specific. Life exists in language. Word creates world. So we say this is perfect, realtors. We say we want this. But the universe is always listening, right? So I have in here, walk into a room full of flowers, all for me. And then in brackets, what does it say?
Not my funeral.
Yep, because I'm specific.
Save and accept.
Exactly.
I would love a room full of flowers.
But not in my funeral, because I want to experience it while I'm alive.
That's right.
Right? And we don't think when we speak, in our speaking, that we're creating everything, all of the world that's around us. So... I mean, this is also, I don't even have to introduce myself to you. When I'm in a relationship, you want to, here, check this out, right? This is who I am. This is what I, because your dreams, inside of your dreams are your desires, your passions, the things that you love. And then people know exactly who you are. And there's things in here that are probably stupid to most people. Maybe you've already accomplished them, but it doesn't matter. This is my dream book.
I love it.
Right?
I love it. So
I have to say though, and this started as a practice in I guess 2007 or so, something like that. But when I started my very, very first dream when I was 17 years old, I created because I saw this woman. We were on vacation in Italy with my family. My dad introduced us to this couple. We had dinner with them, and his daughter came to the table, and she was this beautiful woman, white suit. Hair pulled back, big thick rim glasses, gorgeous briefcase, stood there for 10 minutes, talked to us, walked away. I'm 17. And I looked at her and I said, oh my God, I remember saying to myself, I want to be like her.
Just a boss.
And I said to her dad, what does she do for a living? He said, she's an international lawyer. I'm like, I want to do that. I didn't know what that looked like, but through my
you
whole saw, life.
You were attracted to the authority and what confidence and presence can do.
Yeah, and getting on a plane and being able yes. to make money while I did it. And I spent my whole life, not consciously, maybe consciously, but also very much subconsciously, going after that thing. And I can tell that whenever I put things in my life that I thought were what I wanted, they didn't feel right because it was a going against what was that big dream of mine. And finally, this year, I was able to realize that dream. I was offered an opportunity to go work in Italy for a brokerage in training and development in January, which blew my mind. And you know, this is us. So I get this opportunity, I hang up the phone and I'm walking around my condo going, really? Like, I don't know, should I go, should I not go? And then I heard the voice again, because that, there's the inner villain and the inner warrior. You gotta listen to the warrior. The warrior's like, stupid, didn't you ask me for this when you were 17 years old? I'm not gonna tell you how long ago that was. And we still fight with ourselves.
It was 5 years ago.
It was 5 years ago. So I'm struggling with myself, right? And then we get so serious about stuff. Like, life is a game. You play Pac-Man, you lose, put another quarter, play again. You lose at a hand of cards, you play again. We take life so seriously. So I couldn't make I did what I know to do. I mean, my pros and cons, I had my list, positive, negative, and I'm still stuck. I'm like, I don't know, should I? Because I had all these considerations, my business, my kids, my parents.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and just not to break your train of thought, but it's important that you say, well, I did what you normally would do, which is make your list, your pros and cons, and wait. People don't normally do these things.
Yeah.
And maybe the preface to your comment and to your playbook that you're going to put together for us in the next few minutes is to take those steps for every decision you make.
Yeah.
So for you to make a decision that was life-changing, meaning that you took 4 months in Italy.
Yeah.
Your business did not suffer in Toronto.
Nope.
And you came back more fulfilled and with a beautiful tan. Was done this way.
Yeah.
The way you assess in the way somebody else assesses is different.
Yeah.
So that is, to me, very important. And those are the specific traits that I start to see amongst the people who do find their fulfillment. And if this episode is about you and your story inspiring others, what are the main pieces that they need to do fundamentally on almost every major business decision?
So, you know, obviously, make the list, do the processes, do all of that. But here's where the balance comes in. After all those lists and all that was done, I tossed a coin. That's where the playfulness comes in. That's where the not taking myself too seriously comes in. And you can say that's irresponsible. But I also believe that, again, life happens for you. So I knew that whatever decision, heads I'm leaving, tails I'm... And I had to sell my condo. Like, I had to, I made a huge, huge shift based on a toss of a coin, but also in the faith that I have in the universe and the faith that I have in myself, that when I say chair, a chair falls out of my mouth.
Sure.
Because that's who I know myself to be. So the first thing is you got to know yourself to be somebody that can accomplish anything that they say.
Execute.
You got to figure it out. You got to talk. You got to get people involved. You need a winning team, man. That's key. And that's going to be part of the playbook. I'll tell you in a second. But at the end of the day, too, not taking yourself so seriously, because that's, you know, we're happiest when we're playing. Why do you want to finish work so you can go play? Why do you want to stop, you know, get the appointment done so you can go and do what it is that you love to do? What about if you were working and playing, if you were working or playing and people didn't even know the difference, right? When I'm working, people can't tell. If I'm talking to a client or my friend on the phone, one of my team members once said to me, I can never tell if you're talking
to me. Can't agree with you more.
Right?
Can't agree with you more.
Because it's like business is a playground. It's your perspective. So first you got to change your perspective. Number one, business is a playground. Life is a game. Play hard. You got to wake up and what are your goals? What are your dreams inside of that? Keeping the balance. We divide business and life. It's the same thing, in case you didn't notice.
Sure.
So change your perspective, number one. Number two, believe.
It's the difference between saying my life is my business or saying my business is my life. So which one of the two perspectives you have? Because my life is a perfect blend of everything I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
I don't feel that I work too much. I know that there is a lot of limits that I've crossed and I don't want to, specifically to my children, just speaking about that specific issue.
Yeah.
But when I'm working at 9:30 p.m., it's not because I feel the need to, it's because I want to.
Yeah.
It's because I want to be doing that very thing that I'm doing with the person I'm working with.
Yeah.
Because it brings me joy.
So here's the thing, and this question, this is for you, but this is for everybody that's listening, because we've all done this, right? Have you enrolled? Like your children, your spouse, your partner, your friends, they're part of your winning team.
Sure.
Because you know they're part of your winning team, because when they're not on your team, everything's more difficult. Then you're struggling at the appointment, you're rushing through your listing presentation because you know you got to go to the wedding or your wife's got dinner on the table or whatever it is. So the third thing is enrollment, right? Causing a new possibility to be present for another so that they're inspired by what it is that you're creating. So it's one thing to, when I got into this business, my kids were 5 and 7. I sat with them and I said, I mean, my kids have a, you know, different mom, different mindset. They were raised that way. But I sat with my kids, like anybody can, because kids understand things way more than adults do. And I said, so in the way that I could communicate it with them, and I explained to them, mommy's got this job. Mommy's job means I'm not going to be home most of the time at night. The reason I'm doing that is because, and what I want to do and what the reward is going to be at the end is going to be this, right? So we don't do that. We bulldoze over, just give daddy 10 minutes and then I'll come play with you. They don't know why. If they have a reward at the end, my kids used to say,
well, they're buying and chipping into the goal themselves.
Exactly. There's also something like, what's in it for them? We talk about it with our clients. What about your family, right? We know the benefits of maybe a bigger income or a greater income or, you know, doing more and having more. We know the benefits because then we can give. But when you say to your wife or your husband or your spouse or your kids or whatever the case may be, and you say, well, I'm doing this for you. You know what, guys? Stop bullshitting. Like, tell the truth. Who are you really doing this for? We want people that are thriving in this business. Most of them are very goal driven. They're very driven, right? They want to succeed, probably because in the past they didn't succeed and now they're trying to prove themselves right or prove other people wrong.
A million different motivations.
Exactly, right? So, but are you enrolling the people in your life in what you're up to? When I had to go to Italy, my mother was not thrilled about the fact that my kids are older. My daughter's 27, my son's 24. So they can take care of themselves, but I'm still their mom and their dad's not around. So I'm their parents, right? And so as, you know, European mother, well, if she goes away, I got to take care of the kids, even though they took care of her. But I had to, and I knew she wasn't going to be happy about it. So when I sat with my parents, they were the last people I told. And when I sat with them and I said, I have some great news. You're not going to think it's great news, but I have some great news. And then I told them a story. I said, Dad, do you remember when? And I told them about the lady that when I said, well, I decided in that moment that, you know, I wanted to work internationally and I have an opportunity to do that. And I can't believe that one of my biggest dreams, oldest dreams, is coming true right now. Guess what they said? Right?
I can imagine.
It would have been different if I would have went there and said, I'm just letting you guys know I'm leaving for 4 months and I know it's COVID and I know it's this and I know it's that, but I want to do it and you can't stop me. Because that's how we run our businesses. And then we expect our families, our friends, our children to be enrolled in what we're doing. Right? My children are so proud of me. They're so behind everything that I do. They've gotten so much for themselves because they know that I say, if you want something, figure it out, create a way around it, and go for it. So create your objectives, you know, change your perspective, enroll people. And then I left you with something. I sent it to Vanessa, and it's actually a PDF you can send out to everybody. It's just a little one sheet to work on any goal that you want to achieve in your life. So the first thing you do is you write down the goal clearly, right?
Define
a room full of flowers.
Define it.
Not my funeral. A date that you want it to happen by. Take a guess. Throw it out there. A dream without a date is a goal without a date is just a dream that's never going to happen. Okay? Then you create action steps. You'll see there's a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day action plan. What are the things that you need to do? If it's a far out 10 years from now dream, your next 30-day action can be set a date in the future, set a date to look into it into the future. But there's just because the goal is far, far away doesn't mean you can't take 1, 2, 3 actions into that goal today. So you at least 3 steps that you're going to take immediately in the immediate future to that's going to get you towards that goal, even if one of them is revisit this in December. That's still a step, right? Then your winning team. Who's going to help you? Who are the key people in your life that can help you achieve these things? Right? Who needs to be on side? Not just who's going to help you with the financing, but like mom needs to be on side. My son needs to be on. They're part of your winning team.
That's right.
And the final thing that everybody forgets is that you need a reward, right? Because we don't reward our behavior. So if you're going to set a goal, you're going to, at the bottom of the sheet, you'll see that there's a reward. So when I hit that goal, what's my reward going to be? The goal could be the reward, but when you accomplish a lofty goal, especially even small goals, you can do it for small goals, what's the reward going to be? Because that's a reinforcement of positive behavior. So what's the reward going to be? What's the date you're going to give yourself the reward? And how much is that reward going to cost you? So that you have a very, very clear vision. I did this with the folks in Italy when I did my business planning with them in Italy. And, you know, they said, well, I'm going to go on a vacation. Great. Where are you going? Who are you going with? What's the name of the hotel? How much is it going to cost you? Pick the date. Because when you go and you actually start to create, like really, literally go, call the travel agent, figure it out. You want to take your family on vacation and pay for it? Great. Where's the vacation going to be? Who's coming with you? What's it going to cost you? Otherwise, it's just fluffy la-la out there. It's never going to happen. Maybe it will. But I think if I say I'm going to do something, it's because I want it to happen.
And you're putting it in the book.
Exactly. Right? Well, that goes without saying. But now, this is the thing. Now, I take every single page out of this book. You want to meet the Pope? I can help you create a plan. It's all about structures, right? So, you create your steps. That's your structure. Make sure you got
people
enrolled. The
goal can be as audacious as you want it to be.
Absolutely.
It can be as small as you want it to be.
Yep.
But if you write it down, you define it, you build the team that's necessary to bring it, you enroll the people involved, there's a very high likelihood of this thing working.
94% is actually the statistic.
Well, I think that's as good as we can possibly get in a half hour discussion or whatever it is we're running at this point.
Yeah, this discussion is a 6-hour discussion
it could be a lifelong discussion, yeah. Because we're speaking to different people with different agendas and different backgrounds. So I think I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. I love your dream book. And I'm going to start calling you the slayer of dreams.
Dream slayer.
because you're literally going through your life fulfilling your destiny and your dreams with things that you have decided to put there, not others.
Exactly.
And I think the biggest mistake that we see our clients, each other make as service providers is to live at the standard that somebody else sets.
Yeah.
Not being in control of your goals, of your expectations. In most cases, they're set by people that you should never be taking direction from.
Well, we also set limits instead of goals, right? So last example, I brought this lava rock I showed you from Mount Etna. And I brought this for one of the reasons I brought this home with me is because when I was going up Mount Etna, all the lava rock formations on the side of the mountain, there's flowers growing out of it. And I thought, how the heck do flowers grow out of rock? Don't believe what is out there for us to believe all the time. Because if somebody says flowers don't grow out of rocks, well, yes, they do. And this for me is a representation, not only because it was in my dream book to look into the crater of a volcano. So it reminds me that something that I create in my mind I can actually hold in my hand and make real. Number one. Number two, anything is possible. When I started in this business, they said, you're never gonna be able to hit that goal. That was just fuel for the fire for me, right? Yeah.
That was always a driver for me as well. We've hit production that we never dreamed of. So I'm a huge believer of finding a way, of finding solutions. And I truly hope and genuinely am interested in getting a lot of feedback from this conversation. So as this rolls out onto your car speakers, your Bluetooth audio, as this message spreads with my good friend Alex Lombardi, I'm hoping to hear back from my broker community with some feedback of how this can change your outlook, if this has resonated with you, and you can use these very simple methods and daily practices into living a more fulfilling and, of course, a more positive daily practice.
Yeah.
And enjoying that time with family. Alex, I want to thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
For being here, for sharing your precious mementos and experiences with us. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. I've put into a workshop, which is a 6-hour workshop, and we don't just make a little book in it. We actually go and we break down what are the limiting beliefs that you have? What are your fears? Because anybody can go and create a list of 50 things they want to do before they die. But your list after talking to me for 4 hours is going to be look way different.
What's the best way for someone to reach out to you?
You can reach out to me on Instagram at Just Ask Alex Lombardi. I'm also on Facebook, Alex Lombardi. And you'll find me there for sure.
Well, I hope everybody...
Future by Design.
Everybody hope finds Alex. Pick her brain if you need to. But we're also going to be sharing all her socials as well as her one pager and information about her workshop via brokersplaybook.com. Make sure to subscribe to the newsletter or any of the social platforms. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Ciao.